Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Burn As You Go. And so we are continuing to talk about how we can be fruitful, right? How our families can be fruitful. And today, specifically regarding our families, and we're going to talk about needy family members. So note that I was being a little punny, and I have KN for needy, right? So as in knees, a.k.a. on our knees for our family members. So we're going to learn how to pray for our family members. And so mainly this is just a podcast to remind us that, you know, none of us are perfect, including our own family members. And so just as much as we ourselves always should be totally welcoming of prayers, right? It's one of my favorite things. Like, Father, I pray for you every day. I'm like, oh, praise the Lord, because we all know I need it, right? So I think we all feel that way. You know, if someone says, I've been praying for you, like, it makes us feel like remembered. It makes us feel known, but it also makes us feel like protected and covered in a way, you know? There's something very beautiful about that. And there's also something very, very just powerful about that as well, right? When we know that people are praying for us, it gives us this extra vigor, this extra strength to know, yeah, I'm not alone. Not only because people are praying for me, but because others are with me. They know what I'm going through, and I have a support system, right? And a family is supposed to be that primary support system. And the way that we support our families is on our knees, or at least by our prayers for them. And so the first way we can do this is just by, you know, praying for them, praying for those in our family, even extended family, every night, every morning, maybe both, or all throughout our day, right? Just thinking about them. So that's like bare minimum, I think. We should just be praying, thinking about our family members. A second step, if you want to take it one step further, a better step, would be to ask your family members, how can you pray for them? Even every morning, you can say, how can I pray for you today? Or at the beginning of every week, asking, you know, your extended family, hey, how can I pray for you this week? What should I be asking the Lord to do in you and for you this week? So that'd be like step two, you know. Step three would be not only to be praying for your family members and thinking about them, but if you have a phone, to even maybe text them once, you know, in the day, say, hey, how'd that thing go that I was praying for? Or, you know, you asked for me to pray that you might be joyful today. How's that going? Are you feeling more joyful today? Are you feeling close to God today? Or if you can't text, you can just wait till you get home or whenever you see your family members and say, hey, I was praying for you today. How'd that go? How whatever I was praying for go for you today? How was your day? This is how we become a people, a family of faith. And this is a way that we continue to build each other up, not just because we have these superpowers, but we build each other up with the love of God and the strength that he gives us, which is intercessory prayer. And this is how we're learning to become like the greats, like those in heaven who intercede for us all the time, angels and saints. And so today, may we make that our resolve. May we take up that challenge to be not just good family members, not just even holy family members, but to be needy, right? To be on our knees for our needy family members. Well, here's to a great week, and here's to Burning As You Go. Make good choices. Burn as you go.